From Mothman and Nessie to the spirit that haunts your home, welcome to Bob After Dark, a podcast about legends, lore, and the supernatural. So turn your lights down and your volume up and enjoy your trip to the shadows.
Children of the night, and welcome to Bob After Dark, the show that takes you into the shadows and goes and says everything that goes bump in the night. I'm your host, the most that enjoys toast, Bob, and alongside of me, as always, is my ever wonderful, ever vampiric, ever cape wearing, ever the heartthrob of Bob
Thank
After
you, Bob.
Dark, my friend, my producer, Mr. Pierogi himself.
Hey.
Count Panic himself. Oh, hey there, Count Panic.
Bob, how's it going? Another episode of Bob After Dark. Well, we don't really keep track of the numbers, but another episode of Bob After Dark here. Exciting stuff. Do we keep track of numbers?
I keep track of the podcast numbers.
Yeah.
Because the first 3 years we existed, 2020 doesn't count. We eliminate that off the bat. So we technically started the radio show in 2018. And in 2019, we started podcasting like towards the end of the year. I say we've been around for 3 years, realistically. I know it's technically five, but it's 3 to 4 because I don't count a full year and I don't count the early radio days. So if we were to pretend that the podcast only exists in the entire history, we have 127 episodes.
Okay.
So this would be episode 128.
Wow.
So it's just like 2 years.
Okay, I'll take it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And keep in mind, we skipped an entire year just about.
Well, there was some action going on. It's not like we were just laying around that whole time.
Yeah. I mean, I did some stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, what's up? What's your weekend update?
Bob,
we have people to say hello to.
We got people to see and people to talk to, of course. Bob, the weekend was good, relaxing. Didn't get a whole lot accomplished, but sometimes you need weekends like that. And, you know, all in all, just a very relaxing weekend.
That's great.
I wish I had more to report about.
Yeah, you know, that's wonderful.
Bob, I'm sure you had a fantastic
weekend. I had an adventurous weekend.
I
had a non-expected trip to Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Beautiful this time of year.
It was actually very nice. It was like 60s and 60s while we were there, which was really nice.
Yeah.
I stayed at the Bo Hotel. Shout out to the 24-hour diner at the Bo Hotel.
The Bo Hotel?
The Bo Hotel. There was a 24-hour diner that I ate at. I think every meal I had was there in some capacity. Their eggplant parmesan sandwich, I promised the manager, George, that I'd give a shout out. The eggplant parmesan sandwich, that was what was up. I enjoyed the heck out of that.
That sounds actually pretty good, the eggplant parmesan sandwich.
And then... Wow. Then
what?
There's a bar attached.
Oh, of course. There's got to be.
Have you ever seen a 48-ounce pitch, like, single glass of beer?
I have,
because I conquered it.
You ordered it?
Yes.
Wow.
But I had a thoroughly good time with that.
Well, how long did it take you to finish?
Yes.
How long did it take you to finish?
About an hour.
An hour, okay.
Yeah, so that was. I don't think it was 42. I think it was 28 ounces. It was a big, big one-handed mug. But anyway, so I was down there for Chattanooga, hung out with, I wasn't down there for Bob After Dark stuff. I was down there for the, with the Paw Star Gang. I was working in Chattanooga, and this weekend, apparently I'm going to be at, Anime Crossroads in Indianapolis. Just figured I'd tell people that if you're there, you could come. I don't think this episode will be out by then, but people could go see me at Anime.
They could go back and time travel.
Yes, they can. So that's exciting. I'll be at Anime Crossroads.
All right.
Yes.
I wait for that.
But anyway, so that was my weekend update, and I'm sticking to it. We have two guests here tonight. I think I introduced them last time, so you can introduce them to this time.
Yeah, for sure. I'm going to ask right now to raise your hand. You have to raise your hands or anything like that. We can see you on camera for those watching on the video side of things. We got Elliot and Nat of ACG Paranormal. Guys, thanks for coming back on. I think it's been a hot minute, right?
Yeah, I want to say what good solid.
I think it has been a minute there. Yeah, that's the thing. We got droopy mics sometimes around here too. So.
Solid year.
Yeah, I think so. So, but great to see you guys. I know we ran into each other over the past Halloween season, and exciting, Bob, to have them back on.
I would say so. I always like to have people in the studio because that gives me a chance not to talk, even though the show's called Bob After Dark.
Yeah.
You know, I like the sound of my own voice, but sometimes it's just nice to listen to other people talk.
It is. It is.
So, Annette and Elliot here from ACG Paranormal. I'm very excited to have you guys back. How have you been?
We've been doing pretty good. Pretty staying good. Busy. Took the winter off, little break there, but... Oh, man, all of last year we were running around. This year we have a bunch of cons coming up, and it's just, like, nonstop. So it was nice kind of staying home for the winter and just chilling.
Yes, we'll get to what you guys have been up to and what you'll be getting up to here soon. That'll be exciting to talk about.
And thank you for having us back. Always wonderful to be here.
Oh, no, you guys are welcome anytime. The open door invite exists to like five people, and you're one of the five. I'll count you guys as a collective.
Awesome. Thank you.
You guys are more than welcome to come back whenever you want. Plus, you guys pretty the place up. You see, we have me, which is, you know, I have that... Chewbacca swagger to me. Count Panic, about 3,000 years old over there.
I'm getting old, yeah.
Steve's a big wrestling type, so sometimes we just need pretty people on the show. Aww. And so you guys, I just need to pretty the place up sometimes, you know?
Aww. I gotta come on here more often.
Thank you.
I'm feeling
sad
good.
Around here.
I'm
yeah,
it's
yeah.
sad. Just sad. Yeah. I mean, Count and I, we get along just fine, it's but you know,
sad around here sometimes. You know,
you're making me feel old.
No, what are you? You're just saying. Putting up the place isn't a bad thing. So anyway, if this is your first time ever listening to Bob After Dark, we are your weekly paranormal show where we talk about legends, lore, supernatural things that go bump in the night, lights in the sky, and of course, Count Panic's favorite. Cheese to put on a grilled cheese.
Wow. I always just been a yellow cheese guy, your Kraft cheese.
Oh, you're a horrible person.
I know,
you
but
feel
that, don't, forget, that you were raised on that, Bob. But I mean, nowadays, I'll tell you what. Nowadays, they got the five cheese grilled cheese sandwiches. So we live in an interesting time. It used to be you could only get the Kraft cheese. Now you get provolone, mozzarella, everything.
Hold
I
on,
want.
Let me stop you right there.
Yeah.
Are you saying that the only cheese that existed pre, you know, let's say 2010 was only Kraft singles?
Yeah.
That By was the way, the... Kraft, if you're looking to sponsor a paranormal podcast, I slide into those DMs.
But like when you
Make
were
sure
a kid.
You at Kraft's and be like, Bob After Dark likes your stuff. But
when you were
there
a kid.
Was other cheese that existed.
But yeah, but the go-to for anything like that was always...
A childhood grilled cheese, I would agree with you. But these days, I'm cultured.
Go crazy. Gourmet.
I'm cultured. I had cheddar and Swiss.
Cheddar and Swiss.
Cheddar and Swiss.
I always go with vegan Gouda.
Gouda.
Vegan Gouda.
Vegan Gouda
is very good.
That's great. I've had the vegan mac and cheese once, like the almond based or whatever it was, pistachio I think it was.
There's quite a few now. All the vegan stuff has gotten a lot better.
I'm vegetarian for the people out there that didn't know that. I'm not vegan, just vegetarian because you don't get to look this good without eating some cheese.
Got some cheese.
But anyway, we're your weekly paranormal show where sometimes we talk about cheese, sometimes we talk about beer.
Are there cheese podcasts out there?
I promise you that there exists a cheese podcast where they probably like
I would love that.
Sit down with a brick and they probably slice it and they'll like either have a full blown conversation about the cheese or they'll have a conversation over cheese.
Like, I would
there's
like that.
I don't normally plug other shows on here when they don't plug me, but have you guys ever seen the Wing People?
Yeah.
They'll like have hot wings and they'll like discuss like
I was just gonna say that. It's like that show only with cheese.
Exactly. So I'm sure there exists a cheese cast. I'm telling you right now, if cheese cast is listening, I need to be on your show. I'll come on my own dime. I'll pay for my own way to get out there. But I enjoy a good slice of cheese once in a while, and I think I'm the right person for your show.
Yeah,
and I could bring. I'm sure I could probably find. As you guys know, every place in the entire world is haunted. So I promise I could find a haunted dairy.
I'm sure in Wisconsin.
Yes,
somewhere.
A haunted dairy farm, a haunted cheese factory, the haunted cheese castle, company.
The haunted cheese castle.
The haunted cheese.
We're raiding that castle.
That would be awesome.
So yes, we need to. So anyway, I'm sure I could bring you guys a ghost story revolving cheese, and I could be that show. So Cheesecast. I don't even know if that's a real name, but.
So, back in the day, cheese would give people nightmares, and they would
Sleep
blame
paralysis.
Ghosts on the cheese, like in Christmas Carol. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, that's why that Whopper that Burger King had with the like tons of cheese and spice on it, they called it the Nightmare Burger because it would give you nightmares.
Good to know.
So cheese and ghosts go together.
I like it. Cheesecast.
There we go.
Cheese I'm your
cast.
Guy.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we, despite my bits I'd like to go on once, are you guys having a good time?
Always.
I know you guys are both either always. Lactose intolerant or vegan, right?
Very lactose intolerant. Yes. I go to the hospital from it.
Oh,
and
no.
I was actually going to go to school to make cheese at one point, and then I found out I'm severely lactose intolerant.
That is
wild. So you couldn't
wild.
Even like taste.
Horrible. I
so you
could have
been a
work.
Cheese maker. I don't know the proper terminology yeah. for that, but you could have been the first like cheese maker who can't eat their own product.
That's
that'd be a horrible.
You're not lactose intolerant.
Yes, yeah. I
you
am.
Are. So you're both lactose yeah. intolerant.
Not as bad as him.
And we're both vegan.
But
that's fine. I get it. No pay. Listen.
All of that.
I totally understand. Well, are you guys good with gluten? Is gluten
yeah,
okay?
Gluten.
Oh,
okay,
give so me all some, the bread.
We can get some breadsticks. Listen, Breadcast,
yeah.
if you're out
oh,
there.
Oh, yeah,
if
yeah.
Breadcast is looking for some people to eat over breadsticks and talk about ghosts, y'all could book Nat and Elliot. You
yeah, can. We'll eat bread.
Potatoes. I don't know if
potatoes.
There's a potato that's, person anymore.
I appreciate everybody that's still enjoying this. It's like, when did Bob After Dark turn into a cooking show?
Oh, I'll talk about food all night.
I listen.
I won't talk about food all night right now. But at any
you can
point,
tell I'm having a good time when I'm like laughing and enjoying things. Yeah. I'm not saying I don't normally have a good time, but I do enjoy chatting about some food once in a while. But anyway, we usually split the show up into two parts. First part of the show is we talk about the weird, spooky news of the week. That's where you, the fans, submit articles to me that are weird and spooky of the week. Anything that is like weird paranormal sightings in major media or weird advances in science that borderline on science fiction or, you know, if there's a cryptid sighting in major metropolitan Chicago, hint, hint, wink, wink. And then we talk about the lore of the week. This week's lore of the week is about Nat and Elliot, so we're going to get to that a little later. Because of time restraints, we're only going to talk about one news article this week, and this was sent to me by listener Mark. This comes to us from the Single Florentine News. I'm sure I'm pronouncing, you guys know who the Florentine News is, right? They're like the weird paranormal news people. Okay. Did I pronounce their name right?
I have no idea.
Okay. We're going to pronounce that number. So anyway, Single Florentine News, witness reports group sighting of a large man with wings that were wider than a car in Chicago's Little Village. Manuel Navarre of the UFO Clearinghouse said he received the following report out of Chicago's Little Village earlier this month. I was just hanging out with friends in the alley by the Mexican bakery. We used the alley and the parking lot to go skateboarding and hang around and talk. There were five of us who saw this thing standing on top of the flea market across the parking lot. It looked like a large man, but he had wings that were wider than a car. It was watching us and had very bright red eyes that looked like taillights of a car. It stood there making these chirping noises that we heard very clearly even from across the parking lot. It stood there for about a minute watching us, and it made us feel like we were in danger or that it was after us. It then shot straight into the air, flew over us, and the entire time it kept watching us as it flew over. My friend wanted to run, but we told him to stay still or it might chase us, and it would lead to where we lived. I slightly prayed to the La Virgen de Guadalupe for protection. I'm very proud I pronounced that right. For protection, and this thing kept flying away from us and headed off in the direction of the arch. It made us all very scared, and when we talked about it the next day, we felt that one of my friend's ex-girlfriends might have sent it after us. She believes in the Latin American version of witchcraft, and it seems like something she would do. It was meant to scare us, and that what it was supposed to do all of us to scare us out of our wits. According to Navarre, the sighting took place on February 5th, about 11 p.m. The investigator said he was able to speak with the initial witness who submitted the report and stated that they usually would go out to the parking lot and alley behind the bakery, and it was the staple of Little Village for the neighborhood for countless years. Hashtag panic stake.
So you're telling me, Bob.
I'm telling you.
For years, this continued.
No, the Mexican bakery.
Oh, the Mexican bakery.
The Mexican bakery existed for many years.
The bakery continued.
Yeah, continued on.
The bakery. I said that a little weird at the end. But
no,
yes,
no.
The bakery's been a staple of Little Village for countless years.
Yeah, well, it's kind of here. We're just talking about. Did you plan this ahead of time? The bread discussion? The
no.
Bakery,
I did not.
It seems a little. The story seems a little fishy to
or
me.
Or bready.
Or That's not a bad one, too. Well, Bob, nothing. I don't think there's anything too far-fetched here, so to speak, compared to, say, some stories you recently brought up. But, I mean, no.
Oh, so everything, the hill you're okay with is large winged man with red glowing eyes and chirping noises makes an appearance.
We talk about that all the time.
Hey, it's Mothman sighting, folks. That's another Mothman sighting. Yeah. And we're going to get to what you guys believe in cryptids here. So you believe it. You believe this actually happened.
Yeah, Bob, Mothman sightings are pretty common.
I'm all about it. I think this is a legitimate sighting. I believe that they saw something. It's kind of a strange occurrence to be out in Little Village, I would say. I've never heard of a sighting there before. I've been to Little Village a couple of times in my day. I would say I've never seen the Mothman sighting there. I don't necessarily believe that a witch is sending Mothman after people. That I'm gonna go off on a whim and say probably not. So other than that, I kind of believe their story. So you too, tell me what your thoughts are on the cryptid zoology world. I know you mostly deal in ghosts, but what about concrete things that could rip you to shreds?
Oh, I totally believe in all that. I think I saw a skinwalker over on Archer Avenue at one point, over by Fairmount Cemetery. Weird-looking thing. It looked like a coyote, but then it would like it went down a hill, and the way that it was moving kind of was like. Thank you, Bob. kind of was like. As if its bones were, like, dislocated. The way it moved really weird. And then it went down a hill, and then when it came back up, it got on 2 feet. So that was my experience with whatever that was.
It was a coyote?
I think it was a skinwalker. It was definitely a coyote. It was definitely a coyote.
So you might have seen a not deer.
I saw a Wendigo.
You saw a Wendigo?
Yeah.
Where?
On my street in front of my house when I was going home at like 4 a.m. one time.
In Chicagoland.
Like, which is also like, along Archer Avenue.
Yeah, it's on Archer Avenue too. Okay. And this thing was like the size of a moose, but it was a deer and it was like shredded. It looked like someone had put a deer back together.
Uh-huh.
And it was running up the street.
Why would a Wendigo be in Chicago?
I don't know. It was terrifying.
Were you sleepy?
It ran past us. We were.
Well, listen, I'm not discrediting you.
We were coming home. We were coming home, and from a movie or something, and we stopped at a stop sign, and that thing ran past us up the street, and we just stopped. We sat there and turned the car off for like a half hour. We're like, we don't want that thing to come back. Just let it go wherever it was going. It looked like it was heading somewhere and not to us. But back to your story real quick. Santeria, my mother couldn't have children for years. She had a bunch of issues with it. And then she had a spell put on her, and then I was born by a Santeria.
That's great. Listen, not doubting the craft here,
Santorini,
folks.
Santorini, I believe. It would be. Sorry.
No, you're fine. Listen, not doubting the craft here, folks. All of you know I'm welcome to practitioners all on the show. Not doubting that. I'm doubting that a witch sent the Mothman after somebody. Because, I mean, this is clearly...
What?
Clearly a Mothman site. What?
I'm just saying, how can you doubt that?
What do you think?
I don't know. I don't know. People, you know, I do believe in, you know, witchcraft and all that, and I personally feel like people have put, you know, spells on me, and then I had to kind of reverse it. So, you know, when it comes to Mothman, though,
I feel like we're a solo agent.
I feel like he's a free spirit.
I don't think he, you know, if anything, we're probably like peasants to him, like.
I feel like you might be confused as to why we're around.
Yeah, like this is my territory.
But Bob, there's never been a collaboration between the cryptids like Mothman, Bigfoot, Nessie coming together and
a congregate like the Justice League.
Like the Justice League of cryptids, yes.
Tag team cryptids.
No.
There's never been stories about them like teaming up?
No.
They should.
I
mean, I feel
don't
like that
suggest
would be...
No. This.
I mean,
this is a bad idea.
Mothman's listening in right now.
No, absolutely I have. There are stories of native tribes that have used what people in my line of work would consider Sasquatch skulls to ward off dogmen from their, like, native homeland once upon a time ago.
That
so,
would make
yes,
sense.
Because Sasquatch is supposed to be, you know, end all be all, right? The protector of the woods, et cetera, et cetera. So they would use the skull to ward off dogmen. So that's the only time I could tell you that I know crossover. There's this concept that every cryptid is an extraterrestrial that's been kind of put here. So, I mean, if you count aliens, I guess, then yeah, there's crossover there. But outside of that, I've never heard of, like, Nessie being like Nessie hanging out with like the Yeti,
like the Yeti riding on Nessie or something like that.
Yes.
Nothing like that. Or the man-eating gourd teams up with
the man-eating gourd.
Johnny Appleseed or somebody.
The Fresno Nightcrawlers.
Yeah. The disco demon in the back.
Did you have to bring up Johnny Appleseed again? Is
that just like Johnny Appleseed around here? Come on. He's not a cryptid, but it's a tall tale.
Would you guys, have you ever heard that story of the Johnny Appleseed? Yeah, that I did the episode out of many moons ago because I thought there'd be a paranormal aspect to him, and no.
No.
You can't find that episode, by the way. I have buried
man.
That.
It was cool that we did an episode on it. Johnny Appleseed.
We had to make up a lot. The only thing I learned about that man was he is like the first version of like a land baron. He would like go squat on people's land and then take over the land.
Oh my God.
The way to do it.
This is my land now.
Mr. Queen of the Night says we need to write the Cryptid League.
That'd be a good movie.
You know what?
Or
yeah.
Or Cryptid Squad. I mean, yes, but no, I don't. There's not a ton of stories of like. No, I don't even know what the other cryptid in Scotland would be. I'm sure there's probably like some version of the sheep squatch or something out there. But I only know the Loch Ness Monster, but I digress. So, Mothman sighting, yes or no, guys?
I say yes. I say, you know, because, yeah, I do believe in Mothman, and I feel like he's been hanging out here around Chicagoland, so...
Yes.
I would say yeah.
Yeah, that sounds like Mothman.
I want to make a quick point out thing, that in the past month, or at least since the start of the new year, I've covered Chicagoland more than I think I've covered in my entire career doing this. There has been so many weird sightings in Chicago lately, it blows my mind. This is my third, right, Panic?
Yeah.
Third or fourth Mothman sighting
in
Chicago alone lately. And then there was the Predator creature that we talked about a couple weeks ago that was not in Ukrainian Village, but Bronzeville?
Yeah. Was it Bronzeville?
Close to the University of Chicago.
Okay, yeah.
So, I mean, there's lots of stories of these things popping up, and it's not necessarily a good thing. I mean, if you believe in the concept that Mothman's a herald of something bad to come, I don't necessarily like it. I think that the 2019 sightings of him were bringing on the COVID warnings, to my opinion. But now you're seeing all these things popping up all at once. Either something really big's going on, or Chicago is just attracting everything.
It's like
once.
A mecca.
I mean,
for Mothman.
I'll talk a little bit about it because Elliot here lives off of Archer, and I'm going to talk about Archer here when we come back from break. But I don't know. What do you guys have an opinion about that? Weird cryptid sightings in Chicago a lot recently.
Cryptids freak me out.
Yeah.
I couldn't do like Bigfoot hunting. Couldn't do that. I had a friend play me a recording of what they had when they were this like screeching noise.
It was terrifying.
Noise. Nope. I would be in the car going home.
Yeah, we
soon
don't we don't mess around with cryptids. Ghosts, yeah, all day every day, but cryptids, yeah, they're a little freaky.
Well, like the ghost of Bigfoot or something like that.
Oh,
that'd be crazy. That'd be crazy, wouldn't it?
That'd be very scary.
That's even more terrifying. Yeah.
Well, we're saying a Bigfoot ghost?
Yeah.
Invisible and powerful.
Yeah. That's terrifying.
Yeah, it is.
You guys are messing me up here. That's terrifying.
We're giving Hollywood a lot of ideas tonight,
yeah,
I feel
like.
The cryptid squad?
And ghost, Bigfoot, all these ideas.
I think you're giving cryptids a bunch of ideas. We're
going
to have a problem.
We're
going to
have a real
Chicago.
Problem. No, man. I prefer the cryptid hunting versus ghost hunting some days. One, because cryptid people aren't as... they're their own breed of people compared to the other paranormal crowd. I like both aspects though, and I don't know if you guys ever heard my bowling team analogy that there's a bowling league for everything kind of weird, and we all bowl on the same league just on different teams. You got your ghost hunters and your cryptid hunters, then you have your conspiracy theorists and UFO people. All same bowling team, just or league, just different teams that bowl on that league.
I 100% agree.
All right, let's take a break. Count.
All right.
We'll be right back for the live audience. Stick around. And for podcast fans, you're about to be hearing from a podcast that you should be listening to. Stay tuned. And we're back. Oh, hey there, Count.
Oh, hey there, Bob.
What'd you do during break?
Bob, you would be amazed what I did.
What did
I had all the cheeses you could ever ask for in life on one grilled cheese sandwich.
That sounds gross.
What? All the cheeses?
Yeah, man. There are certain things like the cranberry goudas that I don't think are going to go well with like mozzarella, but that's just me.
Goat cheese and all that stuff, you know?
There's some nasty cheeses out there.
I've had some weird like chocolate cheeses in the
past.
Yeah. Isn't there like the maggot cheese?
Yeah, the maggot
too?
Cheese.
Like,
I'm good. I'm done.
Sorry about that.
Yeah. You know what I did during break, Count?
What'd you do?
I took, you know, the mechanical bull riding?
Yeah.
I took a mechanical Loch Ness monster riding.
Oh, did ya?
Yeah, I figured since I'm looking more like Bigfoot right now without me being clean shaven, I figured I'd get started on the cryptid squad.
Hey, why not? And that should be an idea for somebody out there. Loch Ness.
While we were on break, I copyrighted Cryptid Squad.
Nice.
Oh, did you?
Filming.
No, did you start filming? Oh, okay. What did you do during the break, Matt?
I had a cup of coffee.
That was it. This is the part where you're supposed to say what you've done that's fantastical.
What's wrong with having coffee?
That is fantastical.
That is fantastic.
You could have said I had coffee with, like, I don't know, man. You could have been like, I had coffee with Mothman.
I had coffee staring at the stars, and then I saw a UFO, and then they came and got me, and we had coffee together.
Oh, okay, there we go. See? There we go. And I promise you that after we do this podcast, somebody out there is going to make the Cryptid Squad.
Coffee? Is that
cryptid,
a thing?
Cryptid Coffee. I actually just met them over the weekend. That's
there? Okay.
Yeah, we're going to be getting them on the show soon. Their name isn't Cryptid Coffee, but they make Cryptid Coffee. I can't think of the name of the company. I got it saved.
Dude, now I
but they have like a Mothman roast. They have like a Loch Ness monster that's like smoky. Like the, you
that's
know,
cool.
like the smoke
I...
on the moor.
Is it Spring
Hill? It's an R. R something. I don't know.
That's
but I met
cool,
them.
Though.
I
that's
met them
cool.
And they also do like prints of like their coffee covers, which they have like a chupacabra and like
Dude,
New Jersey
so
Devil.
Cool.
It's I was
that's
like
really cool.
I met them and we chatted for a while. I was like, hey, this is who I am, this is what I do, and they're like, oh, that's great. They literally run the convention scene and all they do is brew coffee at their booth.
I'm
at cons.
Going to Google them.
Yeah,
right
I will
after
as soon
this.
As I find this when we get off, because we gotta book them for an episode count, yeah. Just put that pin in the hat there.
Put in pin.
But they were amazing. They're good people too. I thoroughly enjoyed meeting them.
That's awesome.
Okay, anyway, so ACG Paranormal's here. We talked a little bit about your past before when you guys were on the episode and what you guys have done, like research wise and investigation wise. What's been going on? Tell me places you've been, you have investigated that I've since the last time I seen you and talked to you. What's cons you guys have been to and who are you beefing with currently? You don't have to tell me that. Right?
Well, Mothman now.
You guys are beefing with
so
Mothman?
So I am, because I copyrighted the rights to that, and he wants to be the star, but I told him Nessie's the star.
Yeah.
Oh, Nessie's the star.
Nessie's bigger.
Dang.
Jeez, man. Yeah. I think you're making Count back there excited. You know,
Nessie's the star of any show. I tell you, Nessie's the star of any show.
You know, Nessie's his favorite cryptid.
I do like Nessie, yeah.
I hold on. Before we continue, real quick, I'm going to guess Count Panic's top four paranormal stories. Goes Nessie, Yolcat. Walking Pants.
Walking Pants, yeah.
Those are my favorite.
Yeah,
and then, I don't know. What's my fourth?
It's got to be the gourd.
The man-eating gourd.
Yeah, yeah.
The man-eating. It's literally a giant. Did you guys listen to the episode?
I like the disco demon.
The Polish disco demon?
That's up there, too. Yeah.
That's up there, too. Speaking of, we're recording this on Fat Tuesday. Hope you guys had your poonchkies. No? Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait, sorry. There's
sadness.
There could be vegan.
There probably is some vegan Polish bakery out there.
Probably.
That does some...
Come on now. Let's find it.
Okay, anyway. back to you guys. So what's going on? Tell me about what's been going on with you guys.
Oh, Lord. So we filmed. We have a Tubi documentary.
Tell me about Tubi. What's a Tubi?
A Tubi. Tubi TV. We filmed at Indiana State Sanatorium. Am I still not
It just
enough?
Droops there.
No,
hello?
No, it's drooping. You're okay. I'll catch you.
Drooping.
We got a droopy mic around here.
Darn.
Kyle, can we raise our levels a pinch?
Yeah, we could give it a boost
raise
up there.
Me up.
We got the droopy mic syndrome.
No, it's fine. So right Tubi, here. What's a Tubi?
Tubi is a TV streaming platform where you can watch free movies.
Including Haunted Indiana State Sanatorium, which is the documentary.
You're jumping the game here. I'm still learning what a Tubi is, and you're just like...
Tubi is a free streaming platform.
That's pretty cool. That's you guys made a documentary for it?
Yeah, yeah. You can go on your little clicker, like your television, and you can find
the
Tubi.
The clicker? You sound like my dad. Dad used to call it the clicker.
My grandma calls it the clicker.
I feel like anybody that generation calls it the clicker, but that's amazing. So you guys did it about ISS then?
Yes, our like favorite location. At least it's my favorite location. I love that place. And we spent quite a few days there, and we caught
it was
some
very cold.
Oh yeah, yeah. We filmed in December, and then it was just active like it always is. I think ISS is like one of the most active places that we've gone to, and I think every time we go there, there's something that happens. Elliot saw something crawl on all fours down the hallway, so that was fun.
They left
say.
Me.
Was that Count?
No,
I wish it was Count.
So they left me in this. There's three buildings connected. One of them is four stories tall. Or five stories.
Five
stories tall.
Five.
It's called the five story. I should know that.
Yeah, come
but
on, man.
The five stories tall. And they left me alone on the fifth floor, and they went to the other end, and I saw something scuttle by the door of the room
scuttle.
I was in. It was on its tippy toes and fingertips, just like going down, arched back down the hallway. And my option was either try to leave the room and like go in the hallway and go down all the stairs and that thing might run at me, or just sit in that room for however much longer. I don't even know how long
I
was in
there.
What
he's doing, he's failing to give option C, which is to go after it.
No.
Me?
No,
this thing. How would you have gone after it?
I would not.
Me, I'm the first one. I'm like, I'm going to go find out what that was.
That's
I'm pretty brave, but...
See, the good people in the room know what's up.
I would not. Just because I know how, like, crazy Indiana State is, that's there's only a couple places that I feel like I have to be careful at, and Indiana State's fifth floor is one of them.
It's a little violent.
You guys are making me want to go there now.
Go.
What's going on now?
Just go.
You should come during the Bridge Festival in October.
Or ISSCon.
Or ISSCon, yeah. We're going to
be there too. So
staying there for ISSCon.
August 19th, Saturday, if you got nothing going on.
You guys are doing the plugs early. We got time here, folks.
We're trying to entice you. We want to hang out with you, Bob.
When you guys are doing something in the near future, let me know. I think I'm free at some point in my life. I'd like to go see it. It sounds great. I want to find this crawling thing. The thing scuttled.
There's also
like
a frogman thing person there.
Yes.
Excuse me.
Yes.
Like the Loveland frog?
Yes.
But
yes.
In Indiana?
Yes.
Okay, tell me the frogman story, because to my knowledge, there's only one frogman.
So I was the one that saw it. I saw it run down the hall. It was the first time we were there, and then one of my teammates, actually, so we were at the nursing home, which comes to a T, so there's no way that he like could have seen like the hallway that I saw it. I'm trying to describe this like with my hands and everything, but so it ran straight.
It's the T.
So with the T, he was sitting from like if I were to go straight, he would be down the left hallway, and he saw it too. So it was like it went out of the room, went down the hall. He saw it down one hall. I saw it down the other hall, and we both described it. I looked at him. And I was like, afterwards, I was like, I saw the shadow. It looked, you know, like hunched over, and we were both like, it kind of looked like the Frogman, and it just like this little like hunched shadow figure.
This is a Bob After Dark exclusive that Indiana has their own Frogman. Listen, Indiana ain't known for much. We have the mud mermaids, we have the giant tortoise, now we have our own Frogman story.
Yeah, and so I definitely think there could be some like, because Indiana State has its ghosts, and like, you know, we've learned about past patients that were there, but it definitely has something a little more. Like, I've investigated the place now 20 plus times, and there's something I feel like either more intelligent or something that's just could be even alien-like.
We've seen UFO lights there, too.
Yeah. Huh. So we don't know 100%, but we've seen the white lights, we call them,
just,
three times now.
It looks like a floodlight.
Yeah.
Three of them.
people going outside with like flashlights like this, but then there's like no one there. And we actually took one of the property manager's mom, who is like 80 something years old.
Yeah.
And she did a solo by herself in the second floor, and she saw the white lights too. So when she saw the, I was like, yeah, those are the same lights that we see. And she's like, yeah, I thought there was someone outside with flashlights. Nope. So I definitely think there's something going on there. There's also a cave system that's underneath Indiana State Sanatorium.
Is there running water nearby?
So, yeah.
Okay.
So
the area has, it's known for covered bridges, and there's like a million covered bridges in the area because there's a bunch of like little rivers all over. So
yeah, very creaky, like cave type land, and it's up on a hill.
I wonder if there's a ley line that runs through that. If that's
what I was thinking, Bob.
Great minds think alike, Nat.
Because right down the street is a place called Billy Creek that we investigate too.
Yes, and that's haunted.
And we've
seen
weird stuff there. We had a ghost horse. That was pretty cool.
A ghost horse.
Yeah,
that was a first.
It was very weird.
It was very, I feel like there was a lot of, like, residual type sounds that, you know, I heard a bell at 3 a.m. and couldn't find a source. And then this ghost horse, it actually, I jumped because it was, like, right next to me, and I had 3 cameras rolling at the time. The 2 cameras that hear, like, regular cameras didn't catch this audio, but my 3rd one is a full spectrum cam, and it hears at different frequencies. That one actually picked up on. It sounds like trotting.
I froze because I thought like a big deer was charging us or something. It sounded like something like
it was like
hooves walking right next to us.
It was weird. It was weird. And then we saw ghost horses. The dust kick up. It was a very strange experience.
Guy, you ever deal with a ghost horse before?
A ghost horse? I can't say I have. Maybe ghost ponies, but not ghost horses.
What about miniature ponies? Mini horses?
Donkeys?
No, like the tiny horses. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, little mini guys.
Ghost of those. But that's interesting, though. You know, you always hear about, like, ghostly animals, and I've experienced spirit cats, but I've never experienced something full-blown like a horse. To me, I think that'd be more terrifying than, like, cat cuddling up next to my legs. But, like, hearing a straight-up gallop, to me, that's going to send me straight back to, like, Sleepy Hollow. And I'm thinking my head's going to get ripped off.
Well, this location, Billy Creek, has very Sleepy Hollow vibes. Like, when, you know, during the day, it was a old amusement park, but they imported historic buildings. So you have the old schoolhouse, you have an old cabin, you have, like, the old Baptist church and old Catholic church. I believe there's 20 different buildings on the property. 20 plus.
Yeah, they put all the buildings there to preserve them because they had nowhere for them and they didn't want to tear them down. So they made like a little theme park kind of thing out of it.
When the sun goes down, you got the bridge. You even have like, where the headless horseman would go over that bridge. And oof, it gets freaky out there.
Sounds like we need to plan a trip.
A field trip.
I think we need a field trip. That sounds great. I want to go
set up our ghost horses and go out there.
I want to find a ghost horse. That's my new goal. Because that sounds great.
It was cool. It was intense. It was definitely intense. I can show you the video when we're done here. It's interesting.
Absolutely. So this documentary, what's the whole topic? Is it just the history of the prison and then you dive into the lore of it? Or?
Yeah, it was a mixture between, we brought in an old nurse, you know, so she kind of told us some personal stories about the place.
A nurse who had worked there.
Yes. Oh, gotcha.
Not like an old ancient.
Random old nurses.
A former nurse, yes. Yeah. She told us some crazy stories about that place. And then we also kind of wanted to bring in the fact that when we go into these locations to bring respect in and out. So we're not there to just be like, oh, a demon. We're there to really understand what spirits are still lingering. You know, who were these people?
For example,
to know their stories.
There's one area that there was a patient that had cerebral palsy. And they used to pull him out into the hallway at night to give him exercise. And we hear, like, scuttling in that area at night sometimes. We're trying to show that it's not always something scary. Sometimes it's just something that you don't understand in your everyday life. But the spirit that you're communicating with, that was their normal life. So if you see someone, like the guy that I saw crawling past the doorway, maybe he had a fused spine or something, and he could only crawl. Who knows? Like, there might have been something wrong with him.
The five that he was story doing that. Too. The five story was horrible. Used as the background with Indiana State was. It was a wonderful TB tuberculosis hospital, and they helped a lot of people when it was a tuberculosis hospital. But they shut down for 10 years, reopened, and Lee Allen Bryant purchased it. And when that happened, it was supposed to be a nursing home. They wound up mixing mental patients in with elderly people, and it just became chaotic, a lot of neglect going on. The patients would escape. People would find them in their backyards. There was a lot of abuse going on, and the patients weren't, you know, taken care of properly. The place was also not built properly to hold people with mental illness. So, you know, when we look at these spirits and Elliot seeing something crawling on the floor, is it a person that had mental problems when they were alive? You know, like, so we're kind of trying to figure out more so who these people were. You know, because their death was such a small portion of their life. I want to know, like, what it was they enjoyed when they were alive. Like, sometimes we even smell, like, blueberry muffins when we're in Indiana State. And it's like, was that for breakfast? You know, like, it's just like, there's
smell.
So much
it is,
more
nice.
To a spirit
in an
than
abandoned
just...
type building. It's,
yeah.
It's very interesting. To...
Yeah. So, you know, and we find old drawings in the location. And there's just so much more that... there is than just scary, spooky ghosts.
The other thing that, another thing we've been working on a lot is Nat is working on her own documentary series kind of thing.
So it has a different take on paranormal investigating. It's not your typical, like, you know, asking questions like, are you dead? Like, that just,
yeah,
to me, like, it just doesn't appeal to me. And, like, that spirits, I don't know. It's, like I said, like, these were people too, and I just want to know a little bit more about who they were. So I'm actually bringing music in with investigating.
Parapsychology.
Yeah.
That's something nobody wants to study anymore, so that's great. I like to hear that.
Yes, so...
it's all about, like, the human side of the spirits,
yeah,
for us.
Connecting with them on a human
I don't find
level.
Them spooky, you know? I don't... they're, like, yeah, I don't want to go in the hallway when someone crawls past the door just in case, like... at that location, though, there's someone that... there's a spirit that pushes and chases people downstairs.
Yes.
So I didn't want to risk going down the stairs.
Elliot's like, I don't want to fall down the stairs.
Don't bother me none, but that's I would have been right after that thing. You missed an opportunity.
I did. I missed an opportunity.
I follow them, and I'm curious. I'm like, where are you? Who are
you?
What
crawling?
Are you? Yeah.
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Like,
crawling.
Why are you
stop
doing
that?
That?
Man, get a little, go, quit crawling. What are you trying to do? Scare me? Jeez.
We'll go back and find him, Bob.
I'm going with you. Listen.
You can interview him.
That is my plan. I will go down there in full Bob mode, and I will find this thing. I'm going to be like, why are you crawling?
That's kind of how we approach our investigating. It's like, I feel like we're interviewing spirits. Like, that's, you know, we...
I like talking to him about
Elliot,
food.
Elliot, back on the food topic. He loves the food.
So this is the thing, I think, even, like, I think my fans understand, because I just say this all the time. Not every paranormal investigation you go on, you're going to find demons. Because if that was the case, we'd be overrun. There'd be
we'd
demons.
We'd all be
yeah,
possessed.
Most of them
there'd be demons everywhere. So we're not every investigation you deal with, or even every case, has to deal with demonic activity. Not every case you're going to deal with has the violent poltergeist activity. Sometimes you just have grandma.
Yeah.
And sometimes if you're just there to investigate grandma, you're going to have to connect with what grandma knew.
100%.
Grandma
so,
likes muffins.
Grandma likes muffins. Grandma likes crocheting. And grandma likes listening to Bing Crosby.
Yes.
That's the thing I think people forget about sometimes is that, you know, not everything we do here in paranormal studies and investigations is as exciting as you see on TV.
No.
To us, exciting is the fighting the calm ones because you hear too much about demons, right?
And, yeah.
I love when we get a good spirit that just wants to chat. Like, if they will talk to me about their favorite food, their favorite music, like what their hobbies were when they were growing up, anything like that, That is my favorite thing. I'd much rather have that than something that wants to take apart
my
camera.
Well, then you return to these locations, and it's just like, hey, Bob, you know, there's
yes.
Bob down the hallway there. Like, and it, I don't know. It's just, I don't know. There's so much more to paranormal investigating than just thinking everything's a demon, because there's most of the time it's not a demon. It's not.
No, like, and they go so dramatic, too, you know. Not talk bad about the fellow investigators of the world, but everybody's so dramatic all the time. Nobody finds humor. You know, there's a lot of humor in death, right? There really is.
There is
a humor to us going through all of this, and then it's just, well, it's over.
Yeah.
There is a cosmic humor to it. I feel like people don't want to take that seriously. They take it too seriously, I should say. So you can't just act like yourself. I mean, given you got to make good TV, right? So
I understand also some people are entertainers, and it is for entertainment to be spooky and scary, you know?
But I will tell you, folks, because you get the truth from Bob After Dark, it's what we do. I promise you, when the investigators get together, most of the time it's us standing around for 5 hours before something happens.
Yeah.
And then you might get singular happy ghost.
Here
right?
is the thing that I like to do, though, is back to the music. You know, I do play music at every investigation, and Indiana State, they really like Madonna. They're all about Madonna. And when I was done playing Madonna, I was like, what else do you guys want to listen to? And through the spirit box, we got Electric. And I'm like, all right. So we turned on the last public hunt that we were leading. I actually turned on the cha-cha slide, and I had a whole group of people doing the cha-cha slide down these hallways.
Yeah,
all the devices started blinking, going off, and it was a good time.
I mean, that's what we're about, though. Like, I want to bring every device I build, for the most part, is something fun. Like, I always
for
put like
them.
Flashy lights or make it look cool, like something fun for the spirits to interact with. I feel like they get tired of the same thing over and over.
Well, you're bringing in like an alien tech. Like, they're just like, what the heck is that? What, am I supposed to touch it? Like,
I don't want to touch that.
I don't want to touch that. I don't know what that is.
I hope the day when I go that an investigator comes looking for me, because I'm going to screw with them so bad. Future investigators of the world, when you come looking for me, I'm going to mess with you really badly. So don't bring your fancy tech. I want your primitive paranormal technology, because that's the only way I'm interacting with you.
Bring your iPod, but at the time, what is it going to be in like 100 years from now? Who knows?
The J-Pod?
Neuralink implant pod.
I'm just going to push a button on my brain. And
so what's the name of the ISS documentary?
It is Haunted Indiana State Sanatorium on Tubi. It's got a big red banner that says Haunted.
And it's free to watch on the Tubi?
Yep.
That's exciting, guys. Yeah. So, guys, make sure you go check that out. I know I'm going to be doing that soon. I'm very excited. I'm very proud of you guys. And
Thanks, Bob. What should we
be expecting for your documentary series, or is it still in the pre-production stage?
So I'm the director, the producer, the editor.
She is production.
I am everything. So it is going to be on Paraflix, but which
Her
is a smaller
Larry.
Yes.
Shout out to Larry.
My guy Larry, he's from Expedition Entity. He's helping me with all the cinematography, but it's pretty much just me and him killing it. You know, Elliot does make our tech, and then
I put my hands off.
This first one that we did was our first one. It was at a high school. It was considered humble beginnings, and I took a musician who's never been paranormal investigating, showed them kind of how to do it, and then we tried to trigger activity through playing music, live concert. And it has to have a haunted stage, so that's our first one. Then I have a few others that we're working on that is in the works.
That's
so
cool.
Yeah.
And you said people could watch on Paraflix.
Paraflix, yes. It's another streaming service. I believe that is free for 7 days?
Yeah, 7 day trial. And
7 day
like,
trial.
I think it's like $3.99 a month after that. So
it's all paranormal stuff. So
that's
if you're into paranormal, that's the place to go. You know, it's nothing but paranormal. I mean, they also do like music videos, but anything to do with spooky or haunted locations.
Yeah, they got some great music on there too.
Yeah, it's a nice little streaming service.
Yeah, I had no idea. So that's something new. Yeah. Now, Elliot, what's going on with you, man? I'm hearing about Nat stuff. What's going on with you? What are you building lately?
I have been coding. I'm going to school for coding, so
yes.
I've been coding, and I am coming up with a bunch of crazy ideas for new devices when I'm done with all that school stuff.
I am still waiting for my loudmouth singing bass.
I gotta find one. I haven't seen one. They're hard to find.
Folks, listen. You guys have sent me some nonsense in my career. I have dolls. I've gotten cereal. I've gotten some interesting fan mail. I've gotten keys from a haunted prison. I've gotten some stuff from you guys. I need a loudmouth singing bass because you laugh.
I know you like that.
I want an actual spirit box.
Could do it. I have the videos bookmarked on how to modify that to make it.
Because you did the talking parrot, right?
Yeah, I did
it. So the old school like fluffed talking parrot, you press a little yellow button and it talks. Yeah. So you got that going for ghost box. But I need the loudmouth singing bass for it to like. Come its head forward and start talking. Like,
that would be great. But we have to put a noise gate in there also so that it only comes forward when they're talking. It's only voices.
You know, I talk a big game like I'm really excited about this. I promise you, like, if I'm doing an overnight thing, which I hardly ever do because I'm an old man and I really enjoy the comforts of bed. But, I'm doing an overnight thing or I'm just chilling in my room by myself doing, Bob stuff and using Bob energy. And the second I see a fish head just come off the board, I'm going to be like, I might let out a yelp. Not going to lie. But I'm telling you, the most innovative paranormal equipment of all time will be the loudmouth singing bass. I would take that on every. It's the only piece of equipment I'd ever take with me on an investigation ever again.
I think it would be a big hit.
Here comes Bob.
Yep, here. Oh, Bob, are you bringing an obelisk or K2 or anything? Nah.
I got my fish.
You got your SLS camera? Nah. Got Billy.
I got Billy.
Billy box.
The Billy box.
Apparently, you can find them on eBay for $30. But I'm gonna find one, and I'm gonna get us one. I'm gonna get it to you, so I can have my own piece of paranormal tech, and people are gonna laugh.
That'd be fun.
And I'm like, no, don't laugh.
Oh, believe me, I have a full mannequin that has a plasma head skull that I carry with me places, and it's a spirit box, and the ghosts love it.
You gotta be innovative, right?
It's fun. It's got flashy lights all over it. I think they like body-shaped things to talk through.
I think it gives them, like, a body, you know? Like, the body.
You know, you look at things like spirits possessing, like, teddy bears and dolls and stuff like that. It's because it's a vessel at the end of the day. Anytime you could give them something not to play with but for them to inhabit that makes them feel whole again, they're always going to be excited about that. That's why, you see when you deal with kid spirits, you see people bringing the REM teddy bears and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Because it's something to inhabit familiar. Now, loudmouth singing bass, on the other hand, they're going to see that and they're going to be
gonna
like,
get some interesting spirits.
You're
going to
get
one.
Some 90s spirits with
Yeah, I was just cracking a joke the other day with somebody. I'm like, man, I'm looking forward to, like, investigations after I'm gone, or even when I'm older and I'm watching like the next generation of them doing it, and they're like, why? You don't want to be around? I'm like, no, because I just want somebody to go start investing in millennials and hearing Yas Queen and Slay over a spirit box.
Yeah.
Okay, because of how recent Indiana State is, it closed in 2011.
Oh, okay.
And some of the patients went back and lived there.
Sure.
Like in the abandoned building. So how recent it is. They do yell things like Britney or
they liked Britney
Madonna.
Spears. They're like, Britney.
Or like,
I love it.
They'll say, yes. They'll talk about recent stuff. They know, we got one of them saying, it's a movie. And then she's like,
it's not
a movie.
Yeah.
When we were recording.
So sad. Like, we had our cameras and like through the spirit box, clear as day, you hear this woman. She's like, it's a movie. Like she's being filmed. And then like, I don't know if it was like her friend or her, but another woman came through and was like, it's not a movie. Like, just, like, disappointed that.
Jeez, man. Making me feel bad. I would have been like, listen, I'll turn on whatever you want. What do you want to watch? Is there into Madonna? I could turn on Dick Tracy or something, you know?
Yes.
I appreciate them being into Madonna. That's great.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
So, what's next for you guys?
Oh, Lord. Okay, here we go. So, we're actually filming this weekend. Once again, with my buddy Larry from Expedition Entity. So we will be on one of his episodes. He and his whole team, excellent people. But they're also on Paraflix 2. I don't know what episode we're going to be on, but we'll be on there eventually with him. Then we have the Bell Mansion, Bell Con, March 4th. That's with Paranormal Quest, Kalani. Like, if you're into all the YouTube and the TikTok people, some of the big people that are on there.
Corbin's going to be there, I think.
Corbin, yeah. Bumping the Night Society. And then we have, April. April's a busy month. We are going to be at First Squad doing a panel.
First Squad.
Close enough. That's the S, right?
That's cool.
But we're going to be there doing a ghost panel with, we call her Mama Bear. She was the one that we brought, who's, you know, an older lady that did her solo on the second floor of ISS. She's doing a panel with her. And then, what else we got going on in April? There's one more. Spirits in the Spring. Spirits in the Spring at Broadhead Manor in Broadhead, Wisconsin. That is going to have faces from Ghost Adventures, Patty, Paraflix, Natalie Jones, Nick Simmons, and Aaron Thompson from Haunted 28 Days.
Haunted?
Yes.
And then Nick Sarlo.
It's a lot. There's
a lot of cool stuff going on there.
I'm making sure I'm getting all these names right. But
it's a lot of... Listen, guys, I couldn't tell you one person that's on a convention with me 90% of the time, so...
It's so hard to memorize everything.
Man. If somebody came to me and they're like, how many other panels are on the show? Dozens? I don't know.
I'm just trying to remember what names I remember.
I can barely remember, like, my panel directors I have to deal with from, like, show to show, and you guys are just like, yeah, so we're going to be at the con with fill in the blank. I'm impressed.
We also are... joining the Potographs family this year, which is amazing.
I believe that's in Iowa. I haven't gotten the poster for that one yet, but that's
it'll
sometime
in May.
It'll
be all over our Facebook as soon as.
So, yeah.
Our Facebook has posters of everything.
Everything. And then we have ISSCon in August. I think that's all for now.
All right. So, we need to make some time in the very near future for us to head down to ISS, because I want to go when it's not the hoopla going on.
Yeah. It's a great place.
You want to go to ISS, man?
Right now, yeah.
Well,
right
now.
Okay.
And in the future, okay. Oh, God, please don't make me drive anymore.
On our invisible horse.
I'm telling you, man, I got to go. We got to figure that out, because I want to go when there's no hoopla. I don't like hoopla.
Yeah,
Bridge Festival is actually a great time to come, because there's a big amount of people, but there's locals. And they tell you stories about the place when it was open.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing.
Yeah. See, so that'd be worth it. But, like,
it's
big
fun.
Paranormal cons and stuff, everybody's there with equipment.
Yeah, there is a lot of people at the
big
cons.
We're usually tour guides during the Bridge Festival, and if you come down, we could give you the tour, Bob.
That's all I want.
Like, it could be your own private tour.
That's all I want. I appreciate people that do the cons and stuff. I just want to be alone.
Yeah.
Let me do my work. I got work to do. I got to figure things out. I just don't want a bunch of people around.
Just be alone with us.
No. Like, you guys are
and
fine.
And the ghosts.
It's
hard to debunk when there's lots of people going on.
Exactly. Like, if I hear, you know, I do my due diligence when I'm doing an investigation. If I hear footsteps above me, I have to go upstairs, recreate it over and over and over again, and be like, nah, that wasn't, you know, that's... couldn't have been heavy footprints, whatever. I can't do that when there's a group of people there. I'm just there for a tour at that point. You know what I mean? Which is, tours are fine. But man, I just want to get my hands dirty in an investigation sometimes. So I need to come out with ACG, guys. I don't think I've ever done an investigation with you other than WJOB.
That was fun, though.
That was really cool.
You guys got to experience Bob Anderson at his kind of best.
No, that was super cool. And then we got that creepy, like, I like you, or whatever that was. Like.
Yes.
And I was like, ooh.
I always like going there. I always bring my investigation friends to the WJOB building when it's not, like, going to kill me. Count's laughing. What are you laughing about?
I'm just saying, it could always kill you.
Did you guys have a good time?
Yeah. Always, Bob. Always.
I feel like you're just saying that to make me feel better.
No, I'm just
everything
I've been
with you, Bob,
smiling since I sat here. I'm just like, yeah.
Plug your stuff other than appearances. Where can people find you?
Linktree ACGP. That has everything on it. It's linktr.ee/ACGP. That has all of our socials, all of our Paraflix content, all of our documentaries, everything we've done is on that one list. It's got all the links on it.
I have a bone to pick with you guys about your merch, by the way. Your sticker was the hardest thing I've ever had to peel.
Okay, listen, so I don't know what was with the backs on those.
They're
those were
good,
very
sturdy
difficult.
Stickers.
They won't come off.
They're
no,
not
I
going
you,
anywhere.
You guys are on the Fridge of Fame, but man, I spent, I'm not lying, 15 minutes peeling.
Nice.
And I'm getting to the point of this, by the way, because they have merch. But I spent 15 minutes just going, like ripping, like not ripping, but ridging it, and I finally got a hold of it.
I got those from like a smaller graffiti tagging or whatever, you know, whatever the legal term for it is, graffiti company, and those are some like sticker bomb stickers. So like they don't come off of things.
Oh, that's
They're crazy
great.
Strong. But those are gone. Those are limited now.
Oh well, it's on the Fridge of Fame.
But yeah, now we have
merch.
We have merch on Bonfire, which is also on that Linktree website.
And I will also be selling handmade merch at these cons. So.
I might. At each convention, have limited paranormal equipment that I made.
Oh,
so,
look at you!
For sale, depending on
no,
availability.
No, there is only one loudmouth singing
yes.
bass.
There's only
promise
one.
Promise me that.
Bob.
So when I do make special gear for someone, if they custom have me custom make something, I don't ever duplicate it. So if someone wants something, say you want a baseball bat spirit box because you're dad loved baseball or something, I will only make that one.
Okay.
That's it.
There's
only one singing bass.
I want you to know that there is no particular reason why I want a loudmouth singing bass. Like, it's not like dad was a fisherman by any means.
You need it, though.
But
you need it.
I need a loudmouth singing bass spirit box. It's not like a, oh, I want it. It's a luxury. No, because I'm promising you I'm going to be the only jerk paranormal investigator is going to roll up with this plaque with a fish on it. And it's like, oh, hey, guys, I see you brought your Obelisk 3. That's cool. It's like $500, right? Bam! You see my fish?
Your fish gets the best. You break the paranormal world with the fish that talks, and it's the only thing spirits will use from then on.
Oh man, we'll wrap some copper around it with some like quartz, so it definitely like some conductors on
so
it.
So they're drawing.
You can,
listen,
like,
I'm gonna
dazzle it with.
Oh,
like...
we're gonna put.
Yeah, put flashing lights on it.
Whatever it's going, I'm gonna give it to you, and whatever it takes to make that thing stand out in a crowd, and like draw every demon. I don't care. Everything is going to talk through my fish.
Get pinstriping on the fish's board.
I don't know. So I feel fancy. Like we could definitely like have a show and like just do weird stuff. Like what other paranormal show like is
I
out
can
there
make
that brings
anything into a spirit box?
Kyle, you hear that? What do you want? What do you want? You
want? I
want Furby.
Yeah, but I was thinking of the spirit of Punchki, like put him as a custard. Or,
I made
maybe
cherry.
Some cheese.
A 2 foot tall. Dragon egg spirit
that
box.
That was pretty.
Oh, that's
sweet.
Cool.
It
yeah.
sound. It's the best. It was one of the best sounding because it had the reverberation.
Oh sure,
the,
yeah.
Oh, it sounded so good. It got and the spirits
that's
liked it. They were having fun with it.
Yeah.
Outside of the loudmouth singing bass, what other merch do you guys have of it? That's because that's not available. That
that's
is
not
me.
Available.
That's not available. That's me and me only, folks.
Specialty.
But what else? What's the handmade stuff you're selling at these shows? And what's the stuff people could go buy on Campfire or whatever you just said it was.
Close enough. Bonfire.
Bonfire. My bad. Sorry.
No, it's very super close.
That was closer than I was the other day. I was making up names.
So we sell most of like our shirts on there. You know, little ghosts that I drew.
Cups
little
and
mugs
I think
that say
bags
like believe.
I don't know.
Yeah, little things here and there. But mostly, yeah. If you're looking for a shirt, that's where you're gonna find it. At these cons, I'm selling handmade jewelry. Some of my photography. So when I do go to these locations, I, you know, take pictures and, you know, I sell small prints. Very,
okay.
Very affordable, you know? So, and then Elliot might have a spirit box or two, you know, for sale.
We'll probably have the ACG dice also.
Oh, yeah, those are fun.
I will buy dice right now if you have dice.
I don't have them on me right now.
They glow
but
in the dark.
They're yes, no dice.
I would love that. I need that in my life. That's gonna be my first.
I'll make
Bob's
you a big one.
Bob's sitting there like.
He shows up with his bass and a dice.
That's it. That's it.
That's
yeah.
all I need.
That's all I need. All right, Count. You got anything to say to our lovely guest for the evening?
I gotta say, another fantastic show. But I feel it's time we ride out into the sunset on our Ghost Horse.
Ghost Horse.
I'm all for this.
Past sunset.
Is it past sunset?
It's dark as heck outside, sir.
We'll wait the sunrise.
All right, so I made you guys probably do this the last time you're here, but I'm going to make you do it again. I always make people leave the show when they're guests with some sort of proverb, advice, quote, joke, riddle, something.
Ooh.
Always go with kindness and understanding.
That's good.
See, I feel like I was going to say something like that.
I always say that. It's important.
Respect. Like, that's all I'm going to say.
Just the word respect.
Respect. Like, oh, that song.
I like it. Folks, thank you for watching and listening to another episode of Bob After Dark. On behalf of me and ACG Paranormal and Count Panic, we just want to say goodnight to all of you. Mom, sweet dreams. Dad, wherever you are in the universe, I hope you're happy and comfortable. And Tiff, wherever you are in the world, I just hope you have the sweetest dreams of them all. Good night, everybody. And remember, the two most important rules of Bob After Dark are: not all who wander are lost, and as above, so below. Until next time.
Memoriam Development.